Now he's looking at conspiracy against the United States charge, among others, a dozen in total. Noah, how strong does the leverage on Paul Manafort look to you right now? And for that matter, his associate Rick Gates. Was it stronger before these indictments came down? You know, Mueller saying, in effect, tell us whatever you've got or we're going to indict you? Or is it stronger now that they're actually facing the charges, Noah?
It's stronger now because before charges are brought, there's always the possibility the prosecutor is bluffing. Now there are charges which, if convicted, Manafort could serve 80 years for. Mm-hmm. So Manafort now has the largest incentive that he's ever going to have to cooperate and to tell Mueller whatever it is that he may know that would be valuable to Mueller. Of course, there is the possibility that Manafort may be thinking that the president will pardon him, which could happen at any stage. He doesn't have to be convicted for that to have happened. The president could preemptively pardon him. But the difficulty from Trump's perspective is that if you pardon somebody, they can still be made to testify. They can't plead the Fifth because they can't be convicted of a crime. So consequently, this is a little-known fact, once you've been pardoned, you're actually more dangerous as a potential witness against the president than you would be otherwise. So, you know, Manafort is now, he's in the, you know, he's up against the wall, and if he does know something, I think the odds are pretty good that he'll tell it.
But if he were pardoned and therefore could not plead the Fifth and was put on the stand, then what's the leverage? If he's found to be lying, he could face charges on that?
Correct. If you're in court, any court, and the judge says to you, answer the question, Mr. Manafort, and you say no, the judge says, well, I'm going to put you in jail for contempt, and I'm going to hold you there until you answer the question.